Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego power contributes to difficulty in resolving conflicts, arguments, or disagreements in a healthy manner. The kinds of conflicts, arguments, and disagreements that take place in daily life, involving friends and family, acquaintances and strangers, co-workers and employers. Conflicts involving significant or important matters, as well as those involving small, petty, or insignificant matters. In fact, the more frequently these fights and arguments are over little things, the more reflective they are of ego energy issues. Unfortunately, the conflicts taking place are often poorly resolved or never resolved for those with unhealthy ego energy, creating lots of distance and destructiveness in many of the closest relationships people experience, and blocking the opportunity for people to move on and experience the better things that can happen in the relationship. This is why I consider it to be one of the important life areas, that is, the ability to effectively resolve conflict. So much healthy living, that is, missed or lost when conflicts are poorly or never resolved, never over, or done with. We're seeing this difficulty playing out on a societal level in the polarity in this country and tribalism, which is reflective of a collective ego stupidity, even though those participating in it are smart, spiritual, and mentally stable people. I'll be looking at this difficulty in resolving conflict in this and my other programs that are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on resolving conflict, which again during today's program we'll be looking at lower ego power and its effect on the poor resolution of conflict. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, our friends and co-workers, even ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths, truths that we need to hear, even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we'll be looking at the impact that lower ego power has on the way a person deals with conflict, and how being disempowered often leads to the destructive resolution or ending of conflicts occurring in the form of fights, arguments, or disagreements. As a quick reminder, people with lower ego power have a weak need to exert power, control, and influence over what is taking place in their life. They have difficulty asserting themselves and their ideas and opinions in situations where they should be doing so. For them, conflicts are something to be avoided, as they see them as something that can only lead to being proven wrong and an opportunity to feel disempowered and weak. So they often play it safe and fail to speak up or offer their two cents when they should be doing so. They often have family backgrounds in which they were taught that their opinion didn't matter and were attacked for expressing their opinions. Learning that arguments, fights, and disagreements are to be avoided. They also learned, as a result of this treatment, that they were less smart than they actually are, and that the people attacking them were smarter than they actually were. They also failed to learn that the people attacking them actually had a lot of their own issues that were contributing to their treatment of the person with lower ego power. Finally, they fail to learn that conflicts can be healthy, in that when they are handled constructively, they can lead to mutual respect and the opportunity to learn and grow from the participants in the conflict. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these difficulties, because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the victim, the dependent, and the conformist that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a lower ego power voice, that is the mixture of your ego energy and your mind, is talking to and through you in your life when confronted with conflict. And here is the first symptom. You hide your disagreements with others in order to keep peace and avoid their rejection or disapproval. So people with high or lower ego power often stay in the background. They keep their thoughts to themselves in order to avoid rejection or disapproval from others, as well as trying to keep the peace. They often keep their thoughts hidden in order to minimize being involved in conflict. So if they don't say anything, they aren't going to be involved in a conflict. Here are some questions for you to consider to tune in further to this particular symptom. Are you afraid to upset people by disagreeing with them? People with lower ego power are often very concerned about the effect of disagreement will have on others. And some of this difficulty is rooted in their histories of having seen the effects of being in disagreement with people earlier in their life, particularly within their families, and how they reacted to their being displeased with the lower ego power's person's expression of their own ideas or thoughts, particularly when they disagreed with others. Another question. Are you afraid to lose the friendship of others by disagreeing with them? People with lower ego power are very consumed at times with what's going to happen if I disagree with people. What's going to happen to the friendship? What's going to happen to the relationship? So they hold back in their ability to express disagreements with those that are they're close to, particularly. And in a way, this contributes to a disingenuous quality because they're not being real. But they don't understand that fully, that they're not being genuine, they're not being real. And so the relationship is being affected by the absence of this ability to be genuine, to represent who I truly am, even when I disagree with this other person. Another question. Are you concerned about the opinions others will have of you for disagreeing with them? What are they going to think about me as a result of that? And this kind of ties in with the relationship concerns and loss of relationships or rejection that can come about. And people with lower ego power are in that place where they're feeling fairly weakened and disempowered in their life, and losing a relationship is a means to feeling even more disempowered and more weakened. So they don't want to express openly what their thoughts are, particularly when they happen to be different and could lead to the occurrence of a conflict or in the form of a fight or an argument or a disagreement. When you think of these different questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to the next symptom. You think your ideas and opinions must be validated and approved of before you can respect them. That you other people have to give their okay. They have to give their approval for you to like and approve of your own thoughts, your own beliefs in situations. So people with lower ego power, in a way, they often feel the need to road test their ideas and opinions. Find out what other people think of them before they can fully embrace them and accept them as something that they think is whatever the issue is that's involved. So do you feel the need to get others to tell you your ideas are right before you can think they're right? Do you feel the need to get others to tell you that your ideas are correct, they're right, before you think they're right. In a way, you're looking for other people to empower your thoughts and your beliefs and your opinions before you can do that. And that's the energy of lower ego power at work. It leads into our mind and leading us to find or look for other people to, in a way, give us an okay to think what we're thinking. Do you feel the opinions of others are more important than your own? So in a way, do you treat yourself like a second-class citizen? You know, your opinions are not as important, and they only become more significant and okay or as good as others are. And so you kind of, in this energy that you're experiencing, you empower others much more so than you empower yourself. Maybe that's a better way for me to say that. That when people are into lower ego power, they are oftentimes maybe willing to empower others much more than being able to empower themselves. And one more question, I think a very important question. Did you have parents who were judgmental or critical of your opinions? Did you have parents who were judgmental or critical of your opinions? Many people have grown up in families where parents were wrestling with their own ego energy issues, particularly those who had lower ego flexibility, particularly parents who were authoritarian, as well as parents who were higher ego power, very dominating, very controlling. So the whole business of expressing oneself was not encouraged, was not supported. Oftentimes when the person thought something different than the parent did, they were criticized, they were attacked. They maybe have been humiliated or verbally abused or emotionally abused. Their ability or intelligence was called into question. So this is a process of leading up to a person feeling disempowered, that energy, and as a result, in some respects, doing to yourself what was done to you by people earlier in your life. When you think of these various questions and the answers to them and the symptoms, does any of that sound familiar to you? I'm going to look at one more symptom before we take our first break. You have difficulty knowing the difference between constructive and destructive conflicts. People with lower ego power have a difficult time thinking that conflicts can be a good thing. And that kind of goes back to the history of what happened when they were in conflict with somebody in their home, in their family, particularly parents. Were they criticized? Were they attacked versus being a supportive? And in many dysfunctional families, the conflict wasn't handled very well. Questions connected to this symptom. Do you associate conflicts with put-downs, insults, attacks, humiliation? Again, dysfunctional families, particularly those that are more dysfunctional, often have that kind of context in which it was almost a psychological war zone that was present, and it was sort of a minefield with ideas and opinions being like landmines that you didn't want to step on, so you kind of avoided them because if you did, those would be the responses that you might get. Do you have a difficult time knowing what a healthy conflict would even look like? In understanding the importance of people listening to each other, people willing to agree to disagree, people being concerned about the reactions and feelings of their, other persons. That's where we're looking at healthy, constructive conflict resolution. But that's in the energy that is lower ego power. There's very little familiarity with that. And is your recollection of conflict and resolution one of having had bad feelings as a result? Distance, maybe psychological wounds resulting from the conflict. All of this giving the picture of conflict is only something that could be harmful, negative, destructive. When you think of these different questions and the symptoms, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at reflections of ego stupidity connected to lower ego power when it's involved in handling conflict. conflict. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego power person's difficulties in managing and resolving conflict. Some may seem strange or weird, different, wrong, funny, inappropriate, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower ego power, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, affecting their ability to resolve conflict due to their lower level of ego power. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with conflict. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter or lens that the lower ego power person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with arguments, disagreements, and fights that are taking place in their life. They're intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, lower ego power energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity that's taking place. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting firstly of coming to understand what ego is and isn't. Understanding that ego is an energy at work in their life, this trying to promote their survival, but oftentimes in unhealthy ways. And also coming to understand that your ego does not have an intellect. It doesn't think. It doesn't have an awareness of itself, or of you, or of God. And it also has no intentional quality. It's not out to impact your life in any specific way. And I mention these two things because oftentimes writers about ego specifically indicate the notion that ego is in some respects thinking, when it's not, and it's having intentions for our life, which it doesn't. So that's the first part of ego medicine, understanding what ego is and what it's not. The next portion of ego medicine deals with tuning into one's ego energy, getting a sense of how much ego power or how much ego flexibility or ego vulnerability are going on and affecting one's life. And that is something that's new territory for people out there. And that's my purpose, to help you better understand and tune into one's ego energy across my books and across my podcasts and within my website, egoandspirit.info. You can get the information you need to work with in order to undertake that tuning into process. And then the third contributor to ego medicine is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego, we did, built upon the energy that was flowing into our mind, ego energy. And we are wanting to replace them with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So the next part of our program today is going to deal specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego power often bring into their efforts to resolve conflicts. And here's the first one. I need others to give me permission to speak up when I'm in a disagreement. I need others to give me permission. Another way of saying that is I need others to empower me to speak up when I'm in disagreement with others. And that's a non-reality-based thought. We do not need others to give us permission to speak up. But that's what happens within that energy that person is living in. They can't empower themselves. They don't empower themselves to speak up. And they need others, or they think they need others, to give them the permission to do so, particularly when they are in disagreement. So people with lower ego power often want others to empower them rather than empowering themselves. That's just the nature of that energy at work. And here are a few other reflections of ego stupidity accompanying that thought that I just shared with you. I need others to tell me it's okay to speak up. Again, that permission giving. I need others to tell me it's okay to speak up. That's a non-reality-based thought, but that's the kind of thought a lot of people think when you're into that energy. That's where they're living, so to speak, as far as egoic energy is concerned. The egoic mind or ego space I talk about in my work, that's at work for that person that they're caught up in, that web, so to speak, of thought influenced by the ego energy. Another thought, asserting myself in disagreements is wrong. Asserting myself in disagreements is wrong. That's a non-reality-based thought. And I think that's the kind of thought that is often originating in one's younger life when we were kids and parents who were very domineering or authoritarian might have sent that message and it became downloaded and integrated into one's own mind. And one more thought, I am not allowed to empower myself. I'm not allowed to empower myself. It's another non-reality-based thought that the lower ego power energy person often experiences. So when your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you have the right and the responsibility to express yourself when you disagree with others. But until then, when you're thinking that you need others to give you permission to speak up when you're in disagreement with others, and all the rest that I share with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Going to go on to the next reflection of ego stupidity. People who are loud in conflicts know what they're talking about. Loud meaning they yell or scream or they're just very intense in this style, I'll call it, of communicating. For people with lower ego power, it can be intimidating and overwhelming, and lead to somehow a conclusion that these people are knowing what they're talking about. So people with lower ego power can often be overwhelmed and intimidated by strong-willed people, which leads to other thoughts are reflective of ego stupidity that the lower ego power person is experiencing, which include the intensity of their conviction means that they have to be right. Again, being impressed with the conviction or thinking that the conviction the person is displaying is equal to the validity or the truthfulness of what they are saying within a disagreement, argument, or fight they might be having, when nothing may be further from the truth. And also, another thought, my lack of intensity or conviction means I must be wrong. So if I'm not matching other people's conviction or their intensity, then there must be something weak in my own way of looking at things or thinking about things that that makes my opinions less valid, less truthful. Again, a non-reality-based thought that people can come to simply by looking at how people participate. And one more non-reality-based thought, ego stupidity related. It's okay for people to yell and scream in order to get through to me. That getting people permission to act toward you in that rather aggressive way because they're just trying to help me convince me of something or get through to me. When your lower ego power is healing, you realize that people who are overly aggressive and who may be conveying lots of conviction can be very wrong. But until then, when you're thinking that people that are loud in conflicts and show a lot of conviction know what they're talking about, and all the rest of what I've just shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to talk about one more non-reality-based reflection of ego stupidity. Conflicts can only turn out badly. Conflict can only turn out badly. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought because lots of good things can come from being in conflict if it's undertaken in a healthy way, in a respectful way, in an ability to listen to each other fully and meaningfully and to learn and grow if one is willing to learn and grow. So conflicts can actually be a good thing. I think conflict has been given a bad name. We associate it with something negative when actually it can be very positive and very, very good if we understand it. But people with lower ego power often have had bad experiences with conflict. So as a result, it leads them in the direction of thinking conflict is something that needs to be avoided, something can only be bad. So these are additional thoughts, non-reality based, that conflict should be avoided as much as possible. So this is a thought that permeates the lower ego power person's mind that they should just stay away from conflict as much as possible. Again, some conflicts are necessary, or that participation in fights and disagreements will expose my stupidity to others. Again, another reason for staying away from conflict is because my stupidity may be exposed to others. And often that's a non-reality-based thought because people who with lower ego power are often very intelligent people. Very intelligent, who have worthwhile ideas to share with others, even when they disagree with them. And also that people will think less of me if I'm wrong. In actuality, a lot of times people respect us more for asserting ourselves, for speaking up when we should be speaking up. When your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that conflicts can be constructive and have positive outcomes if the people entering into them have an understanding of what healthy conflict looks like. But until then, when you're thinking that conflicts can only turn out badly and all the rest that I've shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. Now I want to share some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in resolving conflict for those with lower ego power. Insights that are intended to help you to see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here's the first insight. Your lower ego power voice, the combination of your ego energy and the workings in your mind, is leading you to avoid conflict due to the weakness and disempowerment you expect to come from it. So your ego energy is tracking you in the direction to expect to avoid conflict so that you aren't further weakened and disempowered. It's leading you to misunderstand the importance of conflict for learning and growth. People with lower ego power have a difficult time seeing that conflict is a means by which learning and growth can occur for everyone who participates in it. And it's also leading you to dumb yourself down, meaning you may engage in a lot of negative self-talk. This lower ego power is leading you to this negative self-talk where you start to say your ideas are weaker or poorer than others are, even though there may be no truth to that. And it's contributing to your not believing in yourself when there's someone worth believing in. People with lower ego power just have a difficult time believing in themselves and following on with asserting themselves in places they should be doing that. And often there is somebody worth believing in, that they're not tuned into it. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your lower ego power voice, that mixture of your energy, your ego energy, and that in your mind, is leading you to think that conflict can only be negative and destructive because it's associated with becoming weakened and disempowered. So that's your energy that's moving you in the direction of looking at conflict in a dark, negative light. It's leading you to miss the positive and the constructive value of conflict. Even if you lose, even if I lose in a conflict, I may have learned something, and that's a good thing. I could have grown. And it's leading you to miss the cultivation of a belief in yourself that comes from assertiveness. So just the process of speaking up and speaking out is a process of cultivating this belief in yourself, and it's extremely important. It's not enough to try to get by with in life with other people believing in us. We need to believe in ourselves. And conflict, it's leading you to misperceive those with whom you are in conflict as perhaps enemies or seeking to weaken you. They're, you know, in our adulthood or our older adolescence, maybe people who are in conflict are really being very supportive and very healthy in their ways of being with us. But if we can see them as only being enemies, because in our past, maybe our family members were like enemies. They treated the conflict process as a war, so to speak, and there had to be casualties, and you became one of those casualties. But people in our adult life can be very different about that. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight before we take our next break. Your lower ego power voice, that blending of your ego energy and mind, is leading you to misinterpreting losing arguments as reflective of weakness and stupidity. The notion that if I lose an argument, somehow I'm weakened, I'm stupid. It's leading to your overly personalizing conflict that creates distance and distraction from the growth and learning that can be taking place. So it's creating a distance and a distraction, that conflict. It becomes very personal. I guess the more our ego energy becomes imbalanced, the more conflict in any of those ego energy areas I talk about becomes personalized. And it's leading you to avoid some of the right people to be in conflict in order to learn and grow. So there can be some really, really, really good people for us to be exposed to and be in conflict with that we can learn from. Not all people are the wrong people to be in conflict. Some can be very right people who understand how to undertake conflict with us. And it also is leading to stagnancy rather than dynamism in your growth and development. It's sort of like you're standing still when you're unwilling to be participant in conflict that's necessary toward our growth and development. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to coping with and resolving conflict. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection, which is actually a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity, which is occurring. The disconnection from the God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of resolving the conflicts taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego power who are failing to be their divinity when being involved in conflict. We'll start with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with conflict. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when disempowerment weakens their efforts to manage and resolve conflicts with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly managing and resolving life's fights, arguments, and disagreements within healthy empowerment that is respectful of all, including oneself. When your lower power and disempowerment prevents you from lovingly resolving all of the conflicts that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is. We must bring unconditional love, meaning love that's still present while the conflict is happening, to the arguments and disagreements that occur within our family, our friends, and neighbors, so that we can live in peace with each of them. When your lower ego power and disempowerment weakens meeting life's conflicts with love, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly working with those with whom we are in conflict so we can learn and grow from each other within the opportunities that healthy conflict provides for this to happen when it is supported by love. When your lower power and disempowerment are burdening you with fear and sadness rather than love in working with life's inevitable conflicts, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must bring love into our conflicts so that they can be resolved with growth, peace, and love, rather than with avoidance, fear, and distance from others. When your lower power and disempowerment are limiting the amount of love you can bring to working to understand and manage conflicts, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The participation in conflict with unlimited love will open the door to learning what must be learned by each participant and resolving them with growth, peace, and love, rather than unresolved with submissiveness, conformity, and avoiding the expression of one's truth. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, or less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with life's conflicts. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when their disempowerment is leading them to dishonor and disrespect themselves when engaging in conflict with others. Your divinity involves recognizing, honoring, and respecting yourself while in conflict with others, so that you can work with and resolve the arguments and disagreements taking place. When your lower ego power and disempowerment are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself by allowing attacks and insults from others while in conflict, you're not being the life God is. The removal of your disempowerment will allow you to honor and respect yourself with affirmation and assertiveness when others are attempting to defeat you with attacks and insults which have no place in meaningful, healthy, constructive conflict. When your lower ego power and disempowerment are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself when allowing intimidation and humiliation from others while in conflict, you're not being the life God is. The removal of your disempowerment will allow you to honor and respect yourself with rejection of these attempts to defeat you in conflict, where intimidation and humiliation can have no place. When your lower ego power and disempowerment are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself with failure to express your thoughts and opinions, you're not being the life God is. The removal of your disempowerment will allow you to honor and respect yourself by expressing your thoughts and opinions, even when they are likely to meet with disagreement. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any conflict can be resolved in peace and love. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with the conflicts, disagreements, and arguments that life will bring. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower ego power and disempowerment have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to resolve conflicts within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by failing to recognize the empowerment that exists within them. Our divinity involves healing and transformation, in which we are willing to work with and manage life's conflicts by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and others when it is not being obscured by consumption with one's sense of being disempowered. It involves healing and transformation, in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding when in conflict that is unencumbered by the distortion that disempowerment often brings to dealing with conflicts in the light of truth. When lower ego power and disempowerment is keeping you at a distance from knowing truth and understanding about the facts at work within conflicts, you're not being the energy God is in working with them. The removal of your disempowerment will open the door to deeper truth and understanding, in which you can learn more about what you do know and don't fear its expression to those who may disagree. When lower ego power and disempowerment is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding that you can offer to others, you're not being the energy God is. The removal of your disempowerment will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the wisdom that you can offer to others within conflict. When lower ego power and disempowerment is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the destructive impact your approach to conflict is having on yourself, you're not being the energy God is. The removal of your disempowerment will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the ways you have harmed yourself with failure to believe in yourself when confronted with the inevitable conflicts life will bring. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego power and difficulty working with life's conflicts, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the ego insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you're truly speaking with your voice in your life and not egos, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow, and to shine through you, and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.